Good morning. This past week's daf was Daf Yudalid, first perek in Maseches Ksubis. Okay, we're going to start from the Mishnah on Daf Yigimel, Ru'u Medaberes, as follows. So the Mishnah, Ru'u Medaberes Me'echod. There's Eidim, we have Eidim Medaberes Me'echod. Now, I'm just going to talk about what Medaberes refers to. Ro'u medaberes emechad. Va'omru lo mativa shel ish zeh. She answers ish plen v'koinu. Let's see Rashi. It's Rashi lo medaberes b'pnuya. This Mishnah, the Machlek is over here, and Gamliel B'shua, in this Mishnah is discussing a pnuya, shmoshosh the psul l'nosin l'mamzer, and the nidin in this mishnah over here, as far as whether she's nemenis or not, is the question over here: who is the boil? Ra'uhom daberes. So that gives us basis to think that she was nivla. Now the question is: who's the boil? Whether she was nifsal kahuna as a result of this maizes nos. Umshumshas the psul nosal mamz v'kivin shnivel apostle apostle na kahuna. If that were to be true that she was nivel to apostle, example nosal mamz, that will passel her l'kahuna. So on that, Ramil says, Ramil Rablezaim Nemenes, they hold that she's Nemenes. She's saying, Ish Pleni Koin, who she's saying that he's a Miyuchus, he's not apostle. Therefore, she was not Nifsal Bibiyosai. Pashtus, the Mishnah seems to be that she seems to be masking that she was Nivula. And she's explaining the reason why she's muteris the kahuna is because the boil was a kosher. He didn't passel her. Rabbi Shulam Elam Pion Choyne El Harei Zu Becheskas Bulu Nosl Mamzad Shetavi Rav Zvodeo. Rabbi Shua argues, Lemi Pioi on a Choyne, that we're not reliant on what she says. And being that we can't rely on what she's saying, so partially what this means is that it's a sophic, like we saw till now. Right? The lashon of the Mishnah Haril Haril Bechezka says there's nothing really to decide for us that this person was possible. So partially what this Mishnah means, what the Mishnah always means, that it's a sophic, and as a consequence, the sophic should be also the kahuna. And according to Gamliel, she has nemanis, so she will be able to verify, and there won't be any sophic. Harezu b'cheskes bula nosma shetavi ra'ilid v'orea. So Rashi nemanis ukshel l'kahuna v'leim esafkin lo b'nivul l'posalo. That's Gamliel shita. She's nemanis. And therefore she's shed the kahuna because we're learning masafkinan law benevolent apostle law. Right? There is no sophic. We take on what she says. Her beer, her verification. Now, what is the basis of her nemonis over here? So the Gemara later on would seem to be saying that there's a chazoka, the cheskes kashrus over here, meaning to say as follows that before this maisa here, or some, definitely some time back, she was mitaris the kahuna. She's born, she was born mitaris the kahuna. The suffix is whether she was nifsal machmas bis mais or not. So the Cheskas Kashas Tekuna says that she remained in her status, and she was not nifsal. So that's what tells us that even if it's true that there was a boil over here, but we could believe it that the boil was kosher in order to maintain her status. That's the locha of Cheskas Kashas. Why would Rav Yeshua argue on that? That's a good question, right? We'll see in the Gemara maybe about this. Now there's another option which we'll see in the Gemara when we clarify exactly what the case of the Mishnah is talking about. Zok the safe of the Mishnah. Hoysa muberes. We see a pnuya who's muberes. So obviously she was nivolo. That's an anan sadding that she was nivolo. V'omlo mativa shel uberze. So we ask her mativa shel uberze. Now we'll see in the Gemara about this that even though maybe we're asking her mativa shel uberze, but not necessarily. Is the nidin, is the issue as far as the kashas of the vlad? This might be just another way of referencing the fact that she was nifslo. So what's her status? She answers meish pleni v'koyin hu is definitely, you know, if the issue is gabi hers, so that's the same question as the reisha, same issue. Tomorrow we'll discuss what is the sefer adding. The Rashi is mebes mimor mefarish tarti lomali. The Gemara will explain tarti lomali. Why I need both cases. Okay. Let's see the Gemara right away. Zot Gemara, Ma min haberes. That's the first question the Gemara deals with over here. Mishnah says in haberes. What does this mean? We have edus on the midaberes. What is that referring to? Ziri Omar Nistero. Ziri says that midaberes refers to the connotation of midaberes, which is just a stira. That's all. That's all we have. She was nisyachid with someone. That was the steer, that's all. But as far as whether she was nivel or not, that we don't have any recorded information on that from the Edom. So all we have is a steer. And on that, Zog Ze'iri is the halacha in the Mishnah. That because of this steer, that's the basis of the suffix, which according to Yeshua is will ask her l'kahuna, and Rav Gamliel, because of his kerech nemonis, she can be mavar that suffix. But that's what comes out according to Ze'iri, which the Gemara will hope of holds. This is a chiddush. This is that a steer should be enough to create a suffix. To answer, Rav Asi Yomar Nivolo. Rav Asi says Daberes means Nivolo, which Kipshute Rav Asi does not hold that Chiddush that with a steer itself is enough to answer. Therefore, he learns that the Mishnah over here has to mean Nivolo. So tomorrow, Bishlam lo ziri hayin d'torim Daberes. So tomorrow, according to ziri, claiming that Daberes that taka is a understandable reference to a stira. El Ravasi Mam Daberes. If Edim, if I'm being made on a Maisa's nose, on the Bila itself, so why does the Mishnah say that? Why does the Mishnah use the word Naberes? The answer is Nishna Maya Kidachsiv Ochlo Mochtapir Vamle Palti Oven. Zoktik more that the Mishnah is using a Loshen Ma'aya, a better Loshen, a clearer Loshen. clear, as far as talking about something only b'remez. Lishna ba'al ma'alyu. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that you see, but the pasuk over there also refers to a ma'ases nus loshna v'achila. Zot Gemara bishlam zira handik toni tarati midaberes umuberes. Says the Gemara this, right? Working out this machlekes according to Ze'iri, that the Reish is talking about this. Behind the Tani Tarti Mitaberes Muberes. So according to Ziri, it's understandable that there are two distinct different cases in the Mishnah. The Reisha, Mitaberes is Nistera. That's all we have. It is only on the Stira. And in the Sefer, Hois Muberes, that we have Edus on the Be'ilalein. So these are the two cases in the Mishnah. Now, granted that's two cases, but what do we need two cases for? Wouldn't it be sufficient with one case? So that Rashi says that the two cases are to bring out the extent of each of the Tanoim Gamira Bishua. And it's on the one hand to show that the Reisha, which talks about Nistra, that's Lichakecha de Bishua, that even though there was only a Stira, you only have Edus on a Stira, nevertheless, that's enough to create Issa, that Wechayish, that she was Nivela, Lapasala. And the Ilich Giza, according to the Sefer, when we have Haisim Uberis, that we have Edus, that she was Nivela, that even over there, I mean, Amliel is miming her and she's kosher. In Ritva learns a little different explanation in the Gemara over here, and what he says is like this: is that the case of Hoysa He brings from the Ri. I'm just happens what he says. It's really totally in the Gemara, but what he says as follows, that that in order to see the chiddush of the sefer that Rav Gamliel's machshir bita also, we need two cases, because if I only had the sefer itself, you could have learned that it's taka only to be machshir her and not the bas. So we need two cases, that once we have the first case, which is machshir her, and the second case is a repetition so that's what tells me that that even helps the Gabbai Bas. Let me just say that again, that we're schmoozing right now. Bishlomo Zokhtimor Lazi, you're hanging to an entirety. The ratio is Nistera, and the sefer is nivala. And that the question is, well, just say one. Just tell me the din, let's say, according to Gamliel, that nivala is nemenes. And that the answer is, that I want to tell you that she's menace even the gabbai d'bas. And if I don't have the sefer, I wouldn't know that's the gabbai d'bas, because I could have typed the sefer only with gabbai her. Again, like I'm just realizing that this is really telling on really what the halacha is, when you get to the sefer. Okay, so maybe we'll come back around about that. Akoponim, I'm sorry for confusing you over here. So let's hear that again. Rashi says that when the Gemara says Bishlam according to Zeiri Hanadik Tony Tarti, the Pshat says there's two cases in the Mishnah, two distinct cases. The Reisha is where she was Nistera, the sefer is where we have Edis on Nivala. And the reason why we need both of these cases is Rashi says, which means that the Reish is L'idech HaKoyche Rabbi Yeshua, that even though we only have Edis on the Stira, nevertheless, it's enough to Aser. And L'idech HaKoyche, the Seif is that even though we have Edis on the Nivalo, she's Nemenes. Okay, we're holding over here. We're learning the sugya after Gimel, and after Gimel. Okay, we saw the Mishnah. Okay, I'll review outside quickly because this is what the whole sugya is dependent on is over here. So we have to make sure that we have the basics. So again, right, we have a Mishnah, right, which says Ra'um Daberes Im Echad. And on that, the Mishnah tells us that there's a machlekes whether we suspect that this penuyah over here was nivela to a posel, which will pass the hulukahuna. If she's nivela to a posel, right? So, I mean, it really has to do with the iser, which gives her din of a zoyna. That's why she's nivela to kahuna. Right, you know, if she's nivel l'mam, she does not become a mamzeres. However, the halacha is that if a isha is nivel to someone that she's also to, so that is the halachic status of zoyna. She's also a kohen. Okay, so the reish is hoisin medaberes. That's the issue over here. That's the Mokum Sofer, according to Gamliel. So she's saying that the boy was caution. So Gamliel holds that she's Nemenes. Mishul holds that she's not Nemenes. If she's not Nemenes, this is a Sofik, whether she's able to a caution or apostle. Misafik, she's also the Kuhuna. Sefer, the Mish talks about a case of Hoysim Muberes. Definitely the Sefer that we know that she was Nivalo, from the fact that she's Muberes now. Sofik, who the boy was. Right, same issue over here. Who's the boil? She says he was kosher, and Gamliel says that she's nemes, and the shul holder, she's not nemes. We just started learning the Gemara, that the Gemara is machlek samayroim, which is the topic of the sugya, as the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis. Machlek samayroim, what does medaberes in the Mishnah refer to? As we have Edis on a medaberes, what does medaberes mean? Ziri holds that medaberes refers to a stira, yichud. That's all. Edin tells us that this pnuya, she was nisyached with someone. Right? We don't know who the person is. She was nisyached with someone. Now, if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, so the yichud itself is basis. Seems to be basis for. We'll see better in the Gemara, but the yichud is a basis for us to be mistapik that she was nivela to apostle, And that's where the Shaila comes up. According to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not believed. So we have a Sofik. If she was Nivla to a Pasul and Misafik, she's also Lukuhun. According to Gamliel, she's Nemenes. To say that the boy was a kosher. So let's open this up right now. In this case, when the Mishnah says that she was. According to Zivu, she was Nistera. So Taka, what is the what she's saying? What is the Sofak Lifaneinu? So from Taisvis, it would seem that there are two passages. Meaning says follows that we only have Adis on the fact she was in Sakha with someone. And now they ask her who was this person. So she answered he was a kosher. Now, is she agreeing? Is she being moida that she was nivala or not? So in Taisus, it would seem like that there's really two possibilities. How to learn the Mishnah? Now, the fact that she's telling us the credentials about this person does not necessarily have to mean that she was nivala. You want to know who he was? You know, I'll tell you who he was, right? You know, but was he nivala? Is it negate to know who he was for conscious and possible? Possibly not. Now, if she's not agreeing that she was nivala, so then let's see, what do we have in front of us over here? So Aiden come and they tell us that we see that she was nisra with someone. Now, in order for her to be also, we have two things have to happen, right? She has to be nivala, and she also has to be nivala to apostle, right? So there are two sfeikas over here. There's a sfeik sfeika. There's a sfeik sfeika. Was she nivala? And even if she was nivala, but maybe she was nivala to a kasha, right? So if that was the case, then would Rabbi Shua argue even the Mokum is Sfek Sfeika? The Gemara later on says not like that. If she was made by Sfek Sfeika, right? So it's in order to entertain this possibility, we will have to say, as Taisa says, is that this is not a valid sfek sfeika. For chosh leichad sfeika mishum deinah patrumpas arayas. Taisa says that if this were to be the pshat in the Mishnah, so it would not be considered a sfek sfeika, because ein apotropos larayis, which means that with yichud itself, there's an assumption that she was nivala. Now the other possibility in the Mishnah is that she's agreeing that she was nivala, right? Maybe that's the Mashmoy says the Mishnah when she starts telling us who the person is. What right? If she was Nivla one, then why is it relevant? Relevant is information. Excellent. In that lies a haidah that she was Nivla. So she herself was made that she was Nivla. Now the issue is for who he was, right? So that's the Shiloh over here. Now, even though according to this, so maybe if she would have said that she was not nivala, she would be nemenes because of the sfek sfeika, and that could give us the basis of a migu. Right, so then we would be saying that that Migu doesn't help over here, contra Bishua, we'll see. Tosfos would seem to be that Tosfos holds, I think, more later on is mashma that it's speaking by nivalo, because the Gemara talks about migu. So the mashmois hadvorin zog Tosfos is that we're talking about she's agreeing to be that she's agreeing that it's nivalo, and therefore in a chanami, it's possible that according to Tosfos, that's what Ritzvah takes out of this Tosfos, that Maskaran said Tosfos, that if she would have been saying Loi Nivalo, then in a Chanami, there's a Svek Sveka, and she'd be Muteris. Yes, and near the Ritzvah says, "My season stoma ben bemeres le nevalti ben bemeres lekosh nevalti." The Mishnah includes both possibilities. Ritzvah says, and like Tosfos says, like we mentioned before from Tosfos, that through the stira, It's not considered a sex faker, because once she's nistera in apotropos arayis, so we assume that she was nivala. Okay, so that's discussing Zivri Shita in the Mishnah, which grad is the Maskana Sagimara, that the Reishon Mishnah is talking about Nistera. Well, we have Edom on a Nistera. We just discussed, what is she saying? Does she agree that she was Nivla or not? Whether we're dealing with something which is a potential Svek Sveika. Right? If she's saying, Boi Nivalti, then we would have to explain why there's no heter of Svek Sveika here. Okay, we just mentioned that. Now, so we discussed that Rav Asi learns.
Is there any word on what he's saying? In other words, she's not only saying. She's not only saying that he was a kasher, but she's also saying ishploni, right? So the Mishnah seems to even go out of its way to say that.
Okay,
So is there any word on the street of what he says that happened?
In this case, I mean, it doesn't sound like he's around for us to verify, right, even after she says who he is.
So is there any, I mean, is there any reason why the mission is then going out of its way?
To say who he is. Uh-huh. Okay, I don't know. Even after this ish plane, I mean, you hear that she's referring to someone that we know. Is that what that means? Or possibly that that even if she's telling us that she knows who he is specifically, and therefore she could comment on his conscience, that You know, let's say she says, I don't know who he is, but I know he's kosher, right? So that would or he's a kohen. I mean,
that base can at least verify that. You know, I don't know where he is, but I know he's a kosher. You know, also,
mm-hmm. Okay. I was just offering that might be necessary for her nemonis, uh-huh. Right? Possibly. Mm-hmm, okay.
Why does it bother us that, according to Ze'iri, Rav says,
"Malchmal Yichud ve'Enosim al Yichud." Okay, one thing. So we'll learn the Gemara right now, right? Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be up to that line in a few minutes, hopefully. Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we just discussed the Mishnah according to Ze'iri that is a chiddush in Rav Shua Shita. That even though we only have edus on the stira, nevertheless, that there's enough basis for us to aser. Rav Asi learns the Mishnah that medaberes means nivelo. That's mentioned in the Pashtus. The reason why he learns like that is because he doesn't hold of the chiddush that would come out if medaberes meant merely a nistera and a bishua. That's why he's learning that medaberes means nivalo. And like the Gemara says, you know, he can explain why the Tana is using that lashon, but definitely that
because of the Sfek Sfek Tosha says.
Sfek Sfek or the migu. Yeah, which is one is really based on the next, possibly, right? Yeah. Okay, so now the next thing that the Gemara discusses is about why are there two cases in the Mishnah, right? So the Gemara says that, well, according to Ziri, that the first step is that the taka two are two distinct cases. Quanti zir the ratio is nistera, and the second case of hois muberes is eid zambila. Right? So the taka definitely are two different cases. Now you might want to ask after, but why do we need two cases? Just tell me the bigger chiddush, and I'll melmol the smaller chiddush on that. We said over from Rashi that being that there's machlekes and gamila and mishua. So in order to see the full extent of each of the two Tanoim, so we need to say both cases, right? Because one case might be a Kol Shekein, but only in one Man D'Omar. However, according to Rav Asi, that the Reisha is that is Nivalo, so that they're the same case. It is the same case. That is the Gemara's question. Now I just want to be ma'oir something over here, just in the Derech HaLimud, and come back around. Midaberes, it's been put in the Gemara that the pashas of Midaberes should mean Nistero, right? Like the Gemara has to explain. If you say it means Nivalo, right? The Gemara has to explain, you know, why are we using this Lashon, Lashon Ma'aliyah? So it seemed to be that the pashtus muskulishon of what Midaberes is a Nistero, right? Now, the Gemara says that if it means Nistera, so let's move on the two cases in the Mishnah, right? Nistera, and then Nivala, right? Now, if you look in Rashi in the Mishnah, Haisim Uberes, Mor Mefarish Tati Lomali, lo mefarish tati lo moli. Now that question really is only a question according to Rabasi, right? The kontrabasi that midaberes means nivelos, so we have two nivelos, right? So it's the same case, right? But according to Ziri, like the Gemara says, one has the same question, right? Handik toni tatin, there is midaberes, right? So l'chayra yesh lo'ir on the Rashi, that why is Rashi in the Mishnah telling us this, right? The Gemara mefarish that lomali tarti. I mean, that's only a question if you learn the Mishnah that Mdaberes means nivalo, but that's not the Pashtus Advarim. Rashi didn't let us in, you know, that there's such a man to Omar. So I'm wondering why Rashi in the Mishnah itself tells us that. Right, we know that when Rashi tells us a question in the Mishnah, he tells us about it. It's because the question should be asked right away. You have enough information at this point to ask the question. Rashi says it's a good question. We'll deal with it. But l'chayra, this would not be a question before you find out about Shitas Rabasi in the Gemara. Okay, fine. We'll put that question out there. Okay, put it on the side. Now a similar diuk we can make in the first Rashi in the Gemara. First Rashi in the Gemara, Nistero, and maybe this is possibly telling on what we just discussed. The Gemara on the first man of Ziri says that the verse means Nistero. Rashi says, "V'afal pi shelo ruo shenivelo apostle l'kuhuna l'Rabbi Yeshua ki l'kamon d'mayla also b'yosin." So what this Rashi is doing is basically asking a question, right? Right? That why taka is she nifsala? Right? So Rashi, good question. The Gemara taka tells us a chiddush, miles yuchsin, in a chenami. Mikra adin, she's taka now, right? Okay, you know, it's a valid question. So what we see over here from this Rashi is that when we get to the Gemara, Gemara asks the question, and we'll see what the question is, but Rashi seems to be bothered by that question right away, right? And Rashi tells us that you're right, that the emerson is that Ikra Adin, there's no reason why Rav Shu should ask her. And the Gemara is Mechadish, this concept of Milas Yuchsen. Right? Milas Yuchsen, which is talking about not the Ikra Adin. Now, like we mentioned, that in the Pshat in the Mishnah, what the Mishnah means, so mitzad echad, the Loshon itself of Medaberes would be Mashma Nistero, but in Din, like you see from Rashi over here, in the understanding of the Halacha, Rashi right away tells us that it's hard to understand why the Halacha should be like that. Right, so in Kipshuta, like we're saying, that's really the basis of Rashi. That's what's pushing him to learn the Mishnah, which is maybe not the Poshna Mashmois, in order that the Din should be understandable. So, just getting back to the question we asked before, that we want to know what Rashi in the Mishnah tells us that why Rashi in the Mishnah already let us know why you learn two cases, right? And that we ask, well, isn't the Parsha Pshat in the Mishnah that's Nistero? And if that's so, then it's two different cases in the Mishnah, right? Two different cases. The Gemara doesn't ask the question. Bishlama the Gemara has, right? Bishlama, right? That we don't have any questions. Right? So possibly from this Rashi over here, which seems to say that in Svara it's hard to understand why Nistor Taka should answer. So maybe that's a reason why when you learn the Mishnah, Hagam the Vipit Mashmois is not so much like that. But in the understanding of it, maybe the way we would learn the Mishnah is taka like Rav Asi. Right? And that's what Rashi is saying. Well, if you learn Mishnah like that, you know, because of the Sfora, but you're going to get stuck in what the two cases are. Okay, fine. All right, just a little, we'll hop. Okay.
Doesn't she become pasul to kahuna if she did this nus? Doesn't she become pasul to kahuna even if we don't know about it? Let's say she was really nivula to pasula, and she says meish kore bekorehu, and Rav Gamliel says the nemenis. But lemaisa she was nivula pasula, she's pasul to kahuna.
Okay.
Her psul tikkuna is not totally on Bezdin declaring that she's now pasul tikkuna.
Right. Is that correct?
Right.
The issue over here is just whether Bezdin is going to get involved to prevent her from marrying a kohen.
But she, even if Bezdin believes her, she might still be pasul tikkuna.
Fine, but if Bezdin believes her, so then as far as we're concerned, then she's not. You know,
they declare that she's mutter to marry a kohen. That doesn't change the facts that she was nivul apostle and she's up, right. It's not like they were mata her or something. I mean,
right. Mm-hmm. She knows that she's lying. If she is.
In that Rashi Nistara, I understand that according to. The one that says this, it's hard to understand why Yeshua is asers it, but according to the one that says Nivola, it's hard to understand why Gamliel does not aser it. Is that not true?
Well, I mean, Gamliel has a basis for her nemonis, right? Gamliel holds that there's something backing what she says.
Even though there's Aiden that saw her do this nus,
but that has no bearing on who he was. No, the fact that we know that she was
resigning. She loses her amigo, she loses her...
What does she lose? Why does she lose her amigo? Why does she lose
her chazaka? What was her amigo? Her amigo was she could have said, I never did this nus. Isn't that the amigo?
Okay.
She loses the amigo if the name that she did, Nivola. She loses her cheskes kashas, she loses her...
Oh, okay, right. No, I'm sorry, you're right. Right. In that case, there is no amigo. It's just, it's the cheskes hatilukahuna. That's what it is. She's becheskes muteres lekuhuna. That's what, right? That's the chazak over here, which would tell us that she's still, even after the ma'aseh nus, she still remains kosh lekuhuna.
But somebody who vaday did a ma'aseh nus, maybe they should lose their namanas in that regard.
You know, even though she's being mazana, but she knows that she doesn't want to have any repercussions from it. So she'll make sure that the boy is the right person. Yeah.
Get his resume.
Get his resume. Sure. All right. Yeah, that, you know, as long as it's being done by Rotsen, so she has the choice to decide. Yeah. Okay. Lomazen. Lomazin. Okay, so we're holding over here. First, why lo anymore? El Ravasi Tati Lomali. Contra Ravasi, that the Reish the Mishnah of Bidaberes means Nivolo. So basically, the two cases in the Mishnah are the same thing. On that, the Gemara says as follows: Chod lahach shabo v'chod lahach shabibita. Zokt the Gemara that in Hochanami that the Eidus is the same thing, but the two Bavas in the Mishnah are the Din Torah, the Nidin, are for two different people. In the Reisha, the issue is klapei her herself, whether she's mitaris to a kohen or not. The Seifa is discussing the halacha of the Uber, of the child. If the child Kipshuta is a pass, so she'll carry the passless. She'll be asked the kahuna, but she's even more than that, right? Because if a chayish for mamzer, she'll be really asked love of the call, right? Right? Because it's the the Isha herself, like we mentioned before, by her, she's not going to carry the paslus of the Nasan and the Mamzer. Navas, over there, that is an Isser, right? There's an Isser, there's a... is it to be nibble to so that makes her into a zayna? So she, now she's also to come mitam zayna. But in the Hilchus Yuchsin, that a child from a nosan and a mamzer carries their paslos, so they now have a din of a mamzer. So not only are they, also to a kohen, but it's also love of a kol. Okay.
What, not Mashma way in Rashi, because Rashi later on says, my loss of Yuchsin v'kuhuna. But according to what you're saying, it will be my loss,
we'll get to that, right? Right? So I'm saying, so this.
It seems from the Gemara, it's only a question of kuhuna, but you're. If it's really a question of.
Could we get there? Let's get there. Right, and then we'll discuss what you're saying. Okay, it's a good point. Right, but let's work it out, and then when we get there, okay, yeah. Yes, so the Gemara is telling us that we have two cases over here because we need to tell you that we're discussing Sai Her and Sai the Vlad. Meaning to say that the Chiddush is really in Rav Gamliel's Shita. That her nemanus not only does it help for herself, but it helps for the Vlad also. Rashi speaks that, and that the truth is that there's machlokes more about that. The Gemara is going to mention it in a minute about this. And the reason why there might be a difference between her and the Vlad is because the basis of her nemanus.
Can I just ask a question on what we're up to? Not when the Gemara answers, Rav Asi says, "Tarti lovely chadal hashubal chadal hashubabita." So according to that, we're going according to Rav Asi that nivola, she was actually nivola. This edim she was nivola. And this edim she was nivola. According to what you're saying now, would that mean according to Rav Yeshua when we say lo and piyadu chayim that we're choshes that she's a mamzeres and she be also love bekal? At this moment in the Gemara right now, Rav Gamliel says Chadal Hashavah Chadal Hashav Bevito Kund Rav Asi, but Rav Yeshua has to go the flip. Rav Yeshua is saying, "What is the pasul her? What is the pasul Bevito?" So if what is the pasul Bevito, does that mean pasul Bevito even also love of Mikal? Is that what you're saying? I just want to know because when I learned this whole sugya, I only thought we're talking about Kuhuna. I never dreamed of talking about making her the daughter apostle of the cow. I don't know.
Okay, so this is what I meant to say, that that we want to see that if the Isser is based on Ma'il Asa B'Yuchsin, so then it's not going to talk to that. Rashi says Yuchsin is Kahuna. But if we don't need Ma'il
Asa... Rashi says that in Zairi, that's
what I'm saying.
Right, but in Rav Asi... Is the possibility that the daughter will be also love of a cow?
So if you don't need Ma'alas Yuchsin, so that means that it's also Me'ikir Adin, the Sophic is Me'ikir Adin. Yeah, right?
Are there Rishonim that say that? I mean, Pashtun is when I read the Sugya of Otto Makuna. I don't know. Is there.
Where did you see that? Where did you see it in the Sugya? Which line are you referring to?
You tell
me yourself that the Ma'alas also be Yuchsin.
Nemenes, if you share the Kuhuna, Rashi on the Mishnah.
Okay.
So
Rashi is talking about the Reisha.
Right, but any time you say Nemenes share the Kuhuna, you think the flip is Rabbi Yeshua saying Pasul the Kuhuna.
No, you're right. But that's what, when you're talking about her herself, it's only an issue of Kuhuna. You want to know Legabed of Vlad. That's
right.
What you want to know. Okay, so do we have any Rashi concerning the Vlad? So I said that's we have to investigate the diyukim over here.
When we say in Rashi right here says Abu Uber the Lo Hava Lechezkas Kashrus Chazak of the Kashrus Eim Alo, Rashi saying there's no Chazak of the Kashrus over. I thought Chazak of the Kashrus to Kahuna, but you're saying even Chazak of the Kashrus level of the Kahal? Is that what you're teaching the Gemara?
Doesn't that follow? No.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I didn't learn the Gemara that way. I just want to know if there's like the
So we just want to ask. If you just think in Svara, we have to put the emotions on the side over here, right? And you know,
it's Svara, I think you're right.
Okay, fine. So if that's so, that's you know, if I could ask.
So then Rashi's talking about when he says Chazak of the Kashrus, Rashi's talking about Chazak of the Kashrus love of a Kahal.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm blown away.
Okay, I mean, I don't.
I never would have put this in your heaven. But okay, good.
Okay. Was anyone have any information on this topic? Right. Right. This is.
I mean, we I don't know if this, what we see in Yudala that we're talking about her being usher to the cow. Right, because right. That's why Rashi said it's b'di'eved, because if she'd be a mamzer, you know,
that was an eshes ish.
Right.
That's eshes ish. You can't bring in eshes ish to here.
No. But we're saying, but I'm just saying that we see that if you see that if there's a chashash that it was a mamzer, right? Right, that the child is taka asir, right? And what do you say?
Okay, I back
off.
I have a lot to learn.
I also assumed that it was just a coin. You know, asir lakuna. I didn't think of it.
Okay, we're just working with what the Sfora says. I think that's what the Sfora says, right? So, you know, right? You know, if we have a mashmois, you know, otherwise, we need an explanation. But according to the way we're going right now, right? That we're not working with any special malus yuchsin. So if we're not working in Miles Houston, this is all that there's a Sophic Mikra Hadin. So shine, you know, so that's the Sophic.
The footnote says here.
The gratitude is a halacha like this, that Sophic Mamzer could be that it's Hakamutr, right? So that would be like a different kind of cheshbon. Right? Not that it's not a Sophic, but Mamzer Vadevle Mamzer Sophic. Right, what do you see in the footnote there?
It says, "Below Kasha Mishnah Rak Din Ze Shel Bita, Behainu Mevinim Shekol Shekain Sheesa Isha Aso Mashu Gamliel Shekain Kibon Shevatzisa Lashmi Inuas Das Rav Yeshua Shelo Rak Es Abbas Hu Posel LeKuhuna Ela Af Es Isha Asma."
Okay, but his point is not your point. So you'd be medayik from a footnote in the art scroll Gemara. You know that we don't really rely on such a diukim, right? You could only or whatever it is, whatever edition you have over there, right? And only if that's the point that he's come to talk about, then you
that's
could.
I agree. You're right.
Okay, fine.
And is there a question why? If you don't know who the parent, if right, we don't believe her, so you don't know who the parent is. So don't we have cases where that usher said to everyone because of Suffolk Arias? Right, like we have cases where the father said that he married her off and wouldn't say who, right? And well, no, that was a different issue. So you need to get. That would be against any child that you don't know what the father is. Yeah, I guess we don't say Svara.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. I'm telling you. I'm telling just halacha v'lo lemaisa. fact, I'm not passing the shaylos over here, but just working with the sforos hadvarim, right? That if in truth there's a sofik, we're dealing with sofik mamzes, so it should translate in the child as a sofik mamzer, right? So whatever the halacha of a sofik mamzer is, right? Like we mentioned that it's possible that if the din is that mamzer vada, if the mamzer sofik, so no chemis, and then minu mitzadet, there wouldn't be an issue. Okay.
Why does Rabbi Shua say Becheskas Mu'uberes the Nasir al-Mamzer? Why does he say it's a Chazak, it's a Nasir al-Mamzer? It's more of a chance that it's a Nasir al-Mamzer? Why is it a Chazaka?
Well, no, I'm just not so clear about your question. Is you're asking Nasir al-Mamzer as opposed to something else? Or you want to know what created the Cheskas?
Is it because Mamzer
and
Nasina
more likely to do this? I'm just want to know what you're asking before you fortify yourself. What do you want to know?
He says it's a chazaka that she was nevelous to a Nasin and a Mamzer.
Okay.
Why is there a chazaka that
in the Mishnah, right?
Why would Rabbi Shua say it's a chazaka she nevelous to a Nasin and a Mamzer? Why? I mean, especially if we're talking about a place that there's Rov Yisrael, so Rov Sherim, what makes Rabbi Yeshua?
So let me ask you a question.
What's the Chazaka based on?
What is he saying that's what we're assuming? Is that what he's saying?
Where's the lesson
in
Chazaka?
In the Mishnah.
The Mishnah itself?
So I think we discussed before, every single Mishnah over here, if Rabbi Yeshua says like that, Haru Becheskas, is that what it means? That according to Yeshua, he's arguing, Rumlil says she's Nemenes, and Rumlil says no, on the contrary, we take on otherwise. Is that what it means? When he's potter from Ksuba because if she's not Nemenes, then we take on that she was Nivela before.
What does it mean, Becheskas?
That means it's a Sophic.
Rashi says when Mishum Cheshash the Psul.
Right, that means we're what it means is that we're entertained that sad, and therefore we have to be chayish for that sad, and therefore we'll ask the kahuna as if that was so. But it's only mitzad midin sofik. Right? All these mishnayos.
What does Rashi mean?
That's the tzad that we take on in and the halacha is developed based on that tzad, but it's only misofik, right? And I think this is something that we've been having since the beginning of this month, right from the ksuba shaila, right? Becheskas, right? Nivlach lenis arsa. Where does that come from? He's a shema. What made us decide that? Right, so I don't think it means cheskas that it's something definite, right? And like Rishon Lezion, Rambam Rashi over here clearly says that it's a chash, b'chayish, right? There's nothing which is tipping the scale here.
What does Rashi say?
The first Rashi on the Mishnah.
Which Rashi are you saying over?
The first Rashi in the Mishnah. Room Midaberes.
Okay. Not such a clear hechacha. If he's looking to see something definite. Akoponim. Yeah. Okay, but I think that unless you saw otherwise, I think that's the simple understanding over here in this whole sugya these last few blah. Okay, so let's just get back to where we are. So we're discussing Kontra Vasi. Vasi learns the Mishnah, the Beres is Nivels. So we want to know what's the difference between the Beres and the Say. Why do we have two cases? It's much the same case. Same thing, that we have Edus, that she was Nivela, and this child who she was Nivela to. And that's Malchus, and we're not sure whether she's Nemenis or not. So in that the Gemara says that chol hachshav b'chachal chol hachshav b'ito. Okay, let's just read the Gemara and then we'll speak about this. Hanich l'man d'omah levi machshav b'machshav b'ito. The Gemara says that's good if that's taka true la'aloch of quenching Amliel, that whatever reason why she's in a menace for herself, she's also in a menace in the kashus of the bas of the uber. El l'mandom d'vil machshav postal b'bito make l'meimar. There is a man d'omar that even Rabbi Gamliel, but she only has an emunah to clap herself, not clap the Vlad. The Vlad is noch aus b'sofik. So the Mishnah can't be telling me, right, the halacha of the Vlad and Gamliel in a minute is not true. Zoch the Gemara. Noch enami Rabbi Sovak commando omar l'divi hamashibo mashib bebito. Okay, let's just hear what happened over here. So Zoch the Gemara like this. The Gemara tells us, we'll speak about this right now because we're not going to get so far to the base. We'll just bring this out. The Gemara tells us that in the Sefer, which talks about Hoysim Uberes, so first of all, like we spoke before, and you see from the Etzim Gemara itself, is that even though in the Sefer is talking about Hoysim Uberes, Mativ Shel Uber Zeh, right, which the Muskel Rishon sounds like the issue is Mativa Shel Uber Zeh. We're dining on the Uber, right? That's the mashmas would be. But Baruch Hashem, that we're training ourselves that you know things that enter our mind, but Muskel Rishon, you know, we reinvestigate, right? We're not set with the first thing that comes into our minds. We know that Divrei Hashas, right, definitely. Is you know, Muskel Rishons are deceiving, right? So we always have to suspect ourselves that maybe we're taking on an assumption which is not fully based, right? So so we always have to anything we hear that we have to be try to be careful that we shouldn't let the cement solidify, right, without us noticing. Right, because then what happens many times is that we start, you know, have questions and difficulties based on things that were not really baseful assumptions. It's, you know, things that we decide on our own, and you know, we don't even have a possibility that there's some weakness in something that we're saying because we're sure that it's a Gemara, right? Right, but once we work on that, always to be open that you know, it's possible that things that we see might actually be as we see them. So then it makes things down the line that much easier, right? Because if we see that, we get stuck down the line, then we're always open to say that, you know, one of the foundation blocks over here maybe is not so sturdy. Right, and then you know, since we didn't allow the cement to dry, so then we could replace that cinder block, you know, with something else. Okay, Akoponim. So we see over here that when the Mishnah says Hoysem Uberes, that my Mativ Shel Uber Zeh, it doesn't necessarily mean that the nidden is on the Vlad. This might be like the Rishonim say, Vayter in Inyan of Lishna Ma'alya. But we're actually discussing herself, and like we see in the Gemara, that in truth, that it's taka machlekes amiroim, right? Whether Amliel has an emonus on the Uber or not, machlekes.
Is that talking about for kahuna, or is that talking about
right, whatever it is, right?
Is possible even for nasa mamzer? Was there a machshava pasul babita? You can take it as
I like. Yeah, so we don't think necessarily that it is a question of Azoivite if we know that she was nivla, and the question is who she was nivla to. So if these people are a viable option, so they'll create a sophic, right?
So you know that in the Divrei Machshava Posel Bito mean that according to Rav Gamliel, even the child will be considered a sophic mamzer.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now Rashi already leads us on to what the Gemara says on Amud Beis. That what's the makom to be machalek? I mean, it's one ma'aser, right? One ma'aser happened over here, right? How is it possible that she's kosher and the vlad is still vesofik? So on that, Rashi mentions, tells us the Gemara as follows, that the reason why she's nemenis is really only because of a chazoko. It's not like that she necessarily has a power to be believed in what she's saying. That it's a chazok. We have a sofik over here, and the sofik is whether she was niftel lakuna, let's say. So there's hilchas chazokas. There's the din of a chazok meikar, which we've become familiar with, that she definitely was in teres kuhuna before the sofik was neilad, and now we're mistapik as a result of this ma'aser nus. Did she become niftel lakuhuna? So the halacha of Cheskas Kashrus tells us that she remains in the status that she was until we know for sure otherwise. And so that will give us the right to assume that she was nivela to a kashrus. Zok the Gemara, but when you're dealing with the Vlad itself doesn't have a chazaka. So the chazaka only helps for the one who has the chazaka. The one who doesn't have the chazaka doesn't help for that. Now that would be the explanation of machshir bo zochle machshir bebita. We don't have the basis to believe what she's saying, to take on that side that the boil was a kosher. So it remains a suffer concerning the vlad. Now, the Gemara says that Ravasi has to hold like the man the Omar, man the machshabo is machshab bebita. That's what the Gemara says, because that's how he has to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah, according to him, the only way to explain why we have two cases in the Mishnah is because the Sefer is telling us the halacha of the Bas. Right? That's the Chiddush Kontra Gamliel, that she's the menace even the Gabi the Bas. So he holds that the Bas is the menace, and that's going with this shita that cheskas ha'aim is mahani lebas, right?
The chazak of the mother had previously helps the daughter that the daughter starts off with the cheskas kashrus also.
No, I don't think that that's what it means. I think what it means is that the chazaka of the mother. Her chazaka could be machriya the sofik of the vlad, right?
There's still no chazaka on the daughter.
Right. The daughter was born into the sofik, right? So her earliest most status was in question, right? So she doesn't have a chazaka.
So once we're machriya that the mother is kosher, so that means that we're assuming that she was nivela to a kosher, therefore. From there, we're machmir that the daughter must be kosher also.
Mm-hmm. Something to that extent. Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you say, Shlomo? What do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a sugi by itself, but in general, that's what the issue over here is. Sakapanim. So the Gemara at this point is telling us that according to Rav Asi, that's definitely what has to be. Now, definitely from the Mashmoyis HaGemora is that according to Rav Asi, like we've seen, we'll see in a minute, the Gemara's problems, the next Kashan the Gemara is only on Zivi. Definitely would seem from the Gemara that, no, we don't need Milus Yuchsin to explain the Mishnah according to Rav Asi. And therefore, all of the isurim, the koyach sofik, are meikra dedina, meikra hadin. Right?
Can you just repeat the last sentence? All the what?
All the isurim that you have in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, right, will be meikra dedina.
What does meikra dedina mean?
Not a ma'al siyuchsin.
Oh.
Not meikoyach ma'al siyuchsin. Now, the Idach Gisa, just working out the cheshbon, and this might have relevance to that. If the man the Omar that says that machshavah v'lo machshavah bebita, that Rav Gamliel was not machshavah bebita, that man the Omar it's mevuyer can't learn the Mishnah nivolo, right, in the Reisha, right? So he'll have to learn like Ze'iri, right? Now Ze'iri doesn't necessarily have to hold like him, but he has to hold like Ze'iri, right? Okay, I don't want to make too much cheshbonos right now, but if you see where that was heading, okay. So let's see the next couple lines in the Gemara over here. This is a little difficult. Shtuk of Gemara. Let's see.
The one who says Hamachshir ba posel bebita has the whole like Ze'ir that Midaberes means
Nistera.
Nistera.
In order to explain why you have two bavas in the Mishnah.
Right. So where does that go?
I wanted to hold it over there because I was afraid it was going to get too complicated. Maybe we'll come back around. Right? But hold that, okay? Let's see. It's because I wanted to discuss over here this next couple of lines in the Gemara. Talk to Gemara. Omale Rav Popo Labaya. Liz Ze'iri. Okay, the Gemara is asking, Rav Popo is asking a question right now on Ze'iri, right? Liz Ze'iri Dom Amit Abayas Nisterom. Vom Rabbi Shua Loi Mehem Nom. Asks the Gemara Akasha that according to Ze'iri, who learns that the Reisha is Nistero. That means that, and then Rabbi Shua on that is talking about when in the case of Adam tell us Nistero, that's all we know, Nistero, and Rabbi Shua says that in that case, that she's Loi Mehemna, she's also the Kohuna Misafik. Asking more the following question. The question in the Gemara is based on the second half of the Memra, Ein Oysin Al HaYichud. Fret the Gemara that Rav doesn't seem to stim with Rabbi Shua, because the Mishnah is talking about we have Eide Yichud. That's what Nistra means. And as a result of that, according to Yeshua, she's Nesa Lekuhuna. Fret the Gemara that Rav holds Ein Oisrin Al HaYichud. Lame was looking more at Lekha Yeshua. Now let's see. What is...
Is the question that she had beer, or is the question that she had beer to Pasala?
Okay, well, we're getting there. Right, let's just see what the Iker memory is. Right? What's the Iker Memra of Ein Oysen Al HaYichud? So, Krashi. Second to last line. Ve'ein Oysen Isha Al Baila B'Shul Yichud Ba'alma. Rav says, so the over there is discussing Eishas Ish. Now, an Eishas Ish, that is also to anyone, right? Right? True. And therefore, once we have a reason to be chayish, that she was nivolo, so it's irrelevant who the boil is, because that would answer her labayla, regardless.
Isn't there a Gemara Sama that says, hein, hein, edi, ichud, hein, hein, edi, bia?
Okay, let's hold off with the Bikias over here. Right. Yeah. It's normal. So the halacha of in oisna al ha'yichud, Rav says a final halacha that if an isha was misyachid with someone, she's nashis ish, and so whoever he is, it's relevant who the person is, that if takash she was nivela, she would be also labailam. Ein oisin al ha'yichud. What that means is that yichud is not a basis to be mistapik that there was a be'ilah. That's what Rav is saying. So we're not mistapik at all. We're not mistapik that she was nivla, and that's why ein oisrin.
Is that possible that it was be'ilah, but it was ba'onis?
Is it possible?
And it would be with a Kohen also, right?
But onus would make it that she'd still be mutter to her husband if he's not a Kohen.
Right, so they have to put in that, well, I don't know if it has to put it in, but it'd make a tremendous nafgamina, but by a Kohen.
So what are you offering? That's the pshat in
Enos? You're saying that just because we say Enos and Al Yichud, we're assuming there was never a beer, but maybe there was a beer, but it was bonus. How do you know there's no beer? Maybe there was beer, but we still don't ask her or her husband because the beer might have been bonus.
But
sort of like a sex figure. There might have been a beer, there might not have been a beer, and even if there was a beer, the beer was bonus, maybe.
Oh, maybe that's what I want to say.
That's not a sex figure because it's not mahafech. You know, it doesn't flip around. Maybe it was bonus, and then maybe there wasn't a beer, right?
Okay, you're saying good, right? It's not a valid sex figure. But I think that maybe even more practical. I mean, we ate one made on the yichud over here, right?
They walked in b'yichud, so the fact that they had yichud, it seems like they wanted to be together, and she didn't seem like she was in an onus situation. Is that what you're saying?
They know. I mean, I'm a kapponim. They see if she's being forced, l'chor, right?
So that precludes the possibility of onus?
Yeah, could be.
They saw the door closed. They don't know what happened after the...
They didn't see if they
saw what was happening indoors, and it's
no,
not
no, 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 no. I mean in coming into the room, right?
Right, but the onus doesn't have to start there.
Well, I mean, okay. Think about that.
Once she walks in, you know, willingly, then it doesn't sound like there's onus anymore.
I mean, that's happened.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're saying because we're saying that we're not suspecting. That means, as far as we're concerned, they will be yachid, but they're not going to be be mezane. I mean, that much, you know, that so on that, you want to know that, okay, maybe, you know, that was the expectation, but maybe Hitaka was my answer now. Okay. Akoponim, so let's just hear Taka what the Gemara is asking over here. Right? The Gemara is asking that, based on what Rav says, so there's no mokum over here to answer. There's no mokum to answer. That we're not mistapik. We're not mistapik. Fet Marakasha, that we're not mistapik from a yichud that there was a maisis nus. That's what Rav is saying. A yichud does not create a sophic be'ila. So therefore, affecting our kasha that this rab doesn't stem with Rabbi Yeshua, because according to Ze'iri, it's hoisna daberes means just a nistero. All we know is nistero, and if nistero doesn't allow to a sophic beer, so shines, and it's not negay over here. This whole social, there's no basis. There's no basis for us to be mistapic.
What does that mean? No basis to be mistapic, and therefore she should be mutter to marry a kohen even kohen Rabbi Yeshua. Is that what
you're saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I was saying. Right. You see from Rabbi Yeshua that we are mistapic. Now let's just cheshven ois what we discussed before. That what is she saying? What is she saying? What's the case over here? As far as, is she agreeing that she was nivla or not?
But in the case of Rav?
No. In the case of yeah, Quanta Ziri Rabbi Shua, right? Hoisa midaberes. So that means she was nistero, and on that Rabbi Shua says that she's also to koy misofik. Right. So what is she saying? Was she nivla or not? So if she's saying that she was not nivla, right? Yes. Let's just work this through over here. Right, if she's saying
the Mishnah says she says each plan of a Kohen.
Yes, that what we mentioned in the Vishayim, that's not necessarily a hechacha that she was moida. There is a mashmois because otherwise it's not relevant. That's true, right? But we saw in the Vishayim there's a. I don't understand what the case in the Mishnah is. So right, a Tosis with the Ritva, whether the Mishnah is speaking like you're saying that she agrees that she was nivala, there's maybe a mashmois in the Gemara later. Tosis has that she's agreeing that she's nivala, and her basis is her neimar is based on amigu that she could have said loy nivala, and according to that. It would seem that if she was saying loy nivala, then in Achnami, she was masking that she's nemenet because she has a sfek sfeika. Now, if the case in the Mishnah is, let's work with that first. Then, okay, let's say she's saying nivala, right? She's saying nivalti, but it was a kosher. Right, Nivalti was kosher. So then really the issue over here is she should have a migu. She should have a migu. So really the question should be Aibazoi, and let's want to just discuss this right now over here. This point that what is the case of the Mishnah? Right, if the case of the Mishnah is that she's saying Nivalti. So, we know she was moida that there was a bee over here. Elamai.
In this case, she's a
penuya.
Right. She's a penuya.
Right. We're going to ask her to coin, right, in the Mishnah.
Okay.
Right. The Gemara seems to be asking.
You're comparing the two cases, you're saying the two cases are not comparable. No, I wasn't coming from there, what I want to know over here is that what's relevant to us
is our case that we only know yichud and we don't have any information after that. Right, so that's what I'm trying to work with over here. Right, Rav seems to be saying that if your information is yichud doesn't create a suffix bia, and therefore any isurim which are machmas a bia are not relevant because there's no basis for a bia. Right, that's what Rav is saying. So we want to see how does that translate to us. So it's true that according to Ze'iri, the Edom only saw a Nistera. Right? Right? So as far as that's concerned, that you might call that a shayla of Oisrin al Hayichud. However, but what she's saying, right? What is she claiming? If the case is like one of the Medayak from the Mishnah, maybe Taisus maybe holds like that, that she's saying Nivalti, but he was a kosher, right? So then so we have to speak this through over here. So then is that a question of in Oisrin al Hayichud? I mean, she was murdered. That there was a beer here, right?
So the difference is that by an Eishes Ish, if there was a beer right away, she's also to her husband. But by is that what you're saying? But you're saying by the Mishnah's case, even if there was a beer, she's not necessarily also to Kahuna because it could have been Kasha, and she has this Migu that.
Well, I'm saying, you're going a little bit ahead. I didn't speak that out yet. I'm first asking, the first step that I'm asking is that this is not an issue of an Oisrin Hayichud. And Oisrin Hayichud means you have no more information, only Yichud, no information concerning the beer. So on that we're asking, over here we do have information concerning the beer. She said that she was Nivol. Right? Right? So, Rabbi saying that you can't
create...
I didn't discuss Migu yet. One second. So we'll get to there. Right, but the first that we're working over here is that Rav's din is that if all you know is yichud does not amount to anything, right? Yichud does not have any follow up. Yichud ends right there, dead end. That's all. Nothing else happens. Right. So what do you want to answer? Right. There's no basis to answer. There's no beer here, b'chlal. Mashenkin in our Mishnah, granted that the Edom only saw the Yichud, but she's agreeing that she was Nivul, so we have a Nivul to work with. Right?
In other words, the issue of Nemanis doesn't come in Rav's case. Right? In other words, so that we can extend over to our case. And I think that's what the Rav is saying.
The issue of Nemanis, I didn't follow that.
In other words, if there was no Bia, it's not that we're not, that we're believing her, it's that we don't have a Chashash Bia. So therefore, the question of whether we believe her in our Mishnah isn't...
Not the same Mishnah that we have now. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, like Rabbi Yo is saying, okay, but granted that she's saying that, and we have information on the Bia, but on the contrary, you know, that's really a basis for a Migu. Okay, fine. So then that's your issue. No, that's right. What does it have to do with Rav? Right? If you have a problem over here, right? If you have a problem over here, so she has a Migu. So you want to know, you know, what happened to the Migu, right? You could ask that question, right?
But the Migu only starts if you say Rav.
Okay, so let's hear, right? So let's say, so Elamai, the Migu is based on that she could have said Loi Nivalo, right? But if she would have said Loi Nivalo, so over there, like we discussed before, and let's see what this means, that L'chor, she has a Sfek Sveka, right? So I don't need Rav's din for that, right? So Manusha, where does Rav come into this picture over here, right? You know, in our case, either there's a Sfek Sveka or a Migu, right? You know, those are the reasons why, what does it have to do with in Eisen
Ahayichon? What's the Sfek Sveka again?
Nivla, not Nivla. And even if she's Nivla, whether she nifts the apostle, kosher apostle.
You can't be Mahapekas, that Sfek Sveka. You can't be. Switch that Sfek Sveka around?
Yeah, because again, we have who the person is, right? The person could be a kasher, could not be a kasher, right? You know, she had yichud with a person.
That's not relevant to anything.
What?
That's not relevant to anything.
Why?
If she didn't have bia, then it's not a discussion of whether he's kosher or not. It doesn't matter.
No, but that's, again, the difference between, like what we said before, by onus and whether she had bia, right? If she didn't have bia, then you can't say she was raped, right? It's It's physically impossible. It's not a. It's not an independent shayla. Once you're saying rape, once you're saying rape, you're by definition saying bia.
Yeah, here, this we're independent. The list of ma'al.
What?
Maybe we should use the list of ma'al.
Okay. But here there's two independent shaylas. Is this person kosher or not kosher? That's not telling if something else happened, right? And
what is it relevant to know if he's kosher or not? That has nothing to do with anything.
It's not relevant, but it's an independent suffix. That's not it doesn't have to be relevant, right? That's by definition a svek sveka. If one half of the suffix is true, the other one isn't relevant, right? That mechafeches means that by definition.
Okay.
If one side is true, then
Tosis is saying that we don't know if there's a B or not. The other side is even if there's a B, he might have been kosher. That's the Svek Sveka?
I think so.
What?
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just see where we're going at now, right? So we want to know that. If you hold like Ziri, that this is a case of Nistara, and if you want to know what's difficult to understand in Rabbi Yeshua, right? What does it have to do with Rav? Why is it based on Rav? Over here, I mean, either you have your Svek Sveka. Or you have your migu, right? Why don't you have that's the chur the shayla on Rabbi Yeshua. Why is this dependent on Rav? So let's just hear for a minute like this.
Because Rav's whole question is whether it was a B or not.
Right.
And you're saying that the question in the Mishnah in Ze'iri Medaberes is a question of she's on the tzad that she's moda, she had a beer. The only question is Machlok is Rabbi Yeshua if that makes her possible to kun or not. But we assume there was a beer, so it's no shank as the Rav.
Right, and what you're saying, and Elamai, you want to talk about when she's saying Loi Nivalo, right? but then I don't need the din of Rav, L'chayra. Because I have a Svek Sveka. Rav is talking about with something that if it would register as a Sofik, it's a Chad Sveka. Right? And he's coming to say that it doesn't register as a Sofik in the first place. Right? So, but for us, if there's a Loi Nivalo over here, being that there's a second factor, that the B itself is not going to cause the passes, we need that the Baal should also be a Puzzle.
But it's a Kavachoma, but Rabbi Yeshua says Puzzle in that case, for sure. He would say Puzzle, be Oisrin Ala Yichud. If she's claiming low nivel, and still Rabbi Yeshua says she's possible.
Okay, but you don't really need Rav to ask the question, L'chayr, right? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, yeah. So L'chayr like this. L'chayr, what we'd say is like this. That in this Svek Sveka that we're talking about, right? This Svek Sveka, L'chayr, we would understand Rabbi Yeshua that he's taken that machshid that is a Svek Sveka, like we saw, right? That the Sfarat Tosis says is that Adrabba, because he holds that a yichud means nival. Right, that's why it's not a Svek Sveka. Right, so the basis of Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is gufa because of this that he holds that Yichud does mean Bia. Right, so that's the Chor what the Gemara means to ask that we see that Rabbi Yeshua is not like Rav because the only way L'chayr to understand Rabbi Yeshua is because he holds that Yichud means nivala, and since yichud means nivala, So that's the basis for him to ask. That's why you don't have it. You don't have a sex fake anymore, and that's why you wouldn't have a migu. Well, that's not like Rav, right? That's good for what the Gemara means.
Wait, that's according to Rabbi Yeshua?
Yeah. According to the Gemara is asking that Rabbi Yeshua and Rav don't seem to stim, because Rabbi Yeshua seems to be working that a nistera does mean beer, and Rav says nistera does not mean beer. Name a Rav, the Lake Rabbi Yeshua, right? Right. So the Gemara is saying that these two, the Rav and Rabbi Yeshua, don't seem to agree with each other.
And what's the Gemara's teretz?
And for the Gemara, that you're right. That Mikra Din, that Rav will tell you that, but he's masking to me. Eino is not yichud. Your real Mikra Din, you take a heavy sfek sfeiku. Now, vos, this is malus yuchsin. Right. Now we'll
see. So really, according to that teretz. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that Yichud does not mean Bia, and she should really make her then she should not be Asa to Kahuna. That's what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think regardless that's what Gemara is saying here.
Right.
Right. So whatever it is, the Gemara has a strong question that we don't really have an answer to this question working with the assumptions of the question. The question is assuming that he asks him Ikradin, has that Shem Rav, and for the Gemara, you know something, you're right. He can't ask him Ikradin because of what Rav says. Elamai, it's a Chumrah, it's a Malus Yuchsin, right? That's what he's saying.
Why don't we just say Rav holds that Rav Gamliel, which we pass him like anyway, and what are you going to...
So I thought the answer to that was that even Rav Gamliel, you don't really see that Rav Gamliel is arguing on Rav Shua in this point. Rav Gamliel has reasons to be Naaman, right? Right, you know, even well, when even it's Nivala, he's Naaman.
Even Rav Gamliel would agree that Stira is Bia, Yichud is Bia. That's what you're saying. If that's true,
I mean, Rav Gamliel says that she's Naaman even when we have Edis on the Bia.
Right, Mubaris.
Right. So it's not going to affect Rav Gamliel's din here.
Yeah, but then if you're saying Rav Gamliel is assuming there was a beer by Nistera, you're saying why do you assume Rav Gamliel holds that Yichud is beer?
No, I'm not assuming that. Understand that, but what I just meant to be ma'ir is that it's not like we clearly see that Rav Gamliel does work with Rav. It could stim, right? That's true. But le'idech gisa that we don't see such a machlekes over here. Okay, I'm just talking. You know, according to the question that you're asking, the Mashmoy Sagi Mora Grady is really like you're saying that it's only the Loik Rabbi Yeshua, right? That is the Mashmoy Sagi Mora, which in Ochanami, you know, that maybe you know if we didn't have the Malas Yuchsin, then maybe we would need to say that in Ochanami he's going Alocha, right? Could be that is a way out. But being that we don't want to get involved in Machlekes Tanoim, so the Gemara introduces this new idea of Miles Yuchsen.
But again, is the Gemara saying that our Mishnah is specifically talking about Yuchsen, Miles Yuchsen, or is it saying that that according to Rav you'd have to say that, but you could say that even. It doesn't even say you have to say that, but you, right, because we don't have a shaila on it. It's okay to say that Rav holds like one tana, but you're not restricted to say it. But on the other hand, do you have to say that that's the only way to learn the Mishnah is like Rav?
Well, I mean, I don't think that we have any machlekes about that. What Rav says, right? Is there any machlekes about that? If it's not machlekes about that, then fine, you know, then that's how it is. So there's not. We don't really have a different option to learn the Mishnah not like Rav. Alibi de emes. Whereas when the headache come out of the Gemara, is the Gemara taka just is the two stodim over here? Not like Rav. One way to learn the Mishnah. Right, and then that'll be Mikadin without Ma'alus Yuchsin, and according to Rav, it'll be like that. So to me, the Mashmois was is that we don't really have anyone that argues on Rav. Therefore, you know, that's how it is. Eino is nahayichud, right? And therefore, we have to learn the mission like this. Maybe we have an option that it doesn't stim with Rav doesn't stim with Rav Yishur. That's also not such an option. So Maskona Tagimara would seem to be saying that it's Ma'ala Suchsen. I think that's what Rashi says, right? That first Rashi.
Which one?
That first Rashi in the Mishnah. I mean in the Gemara. Right? That first Rashi in the Gemara, all the upstairs.
Right.
Right? Rashi right away, yeah. Right, when Ze'iri is din, Zak Rashi, Ma'ala Suchsen, don't worry. Right? Right? Mm-hmm. So I would take out of that Rashi that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Now, once we're mentioning this, and this is what I was sort of hinted to before, it bothers me a little bit, that first Rashi. Again, the same kind of Ha'orah. When you learn the Gemara by us, the Gemara's question is based on a piece of Bikis, a Rav, right? Fekma had even seen a Yeshua, that doesn't show Rav, right? Without the Bikis, you know, we're fine.
Uh-huh.
So why is Rashi... In the first time we mentioned Ze'iri, Zok Rashi, one second, what's Pratt this? Right? Zok Rashi, okay, you know, right, Miles Yuchsen. Right? I mean, is we didn't, Rashi doesn't seem to need Rav to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, what is this question that Rashi's asking? After Bishle Ru'oshin Nivolo. Right? What does he mean?
I think it's the contrast between Ze'iri and Ravasi. That Rav Asi says Nivola, and because Rav Asi says Nivola, there's Aiden that she did the Ma'isa Bia, so Rav Yishua is very understood that she should be Aser.
Right.
But in Ze'iri, there's no Aiden. So since there's no Aiden that she did the Ma'isa Bia, why would Rav Yishua say she's Aser?
So you just asked the question without Rav, right? So how come the world doesn't ask like that? If it's such a simple question, why did the Gemara need Rav to ask the question? Right, that's what's just bothering me a little bit here. Right, the Gemara asked the question only based on Rav. Omar Rav, you know, it's not Hayichad. Right, you know, if it's such a basic idea, then what do you need Rav for? Right, sounds like from the Gemara that this is Rav's, you know, this is Rav's halacha, and you know, Rav doesn't stim with. So that's why I'm a little bothered with it. What's this question that Rashi is referring? Is Rashi referring to the Gemara's question? I mean, he should be, because that's the only question the Gemara has, right? But l'chari, we don't have the information yet at this time, at this point, to ask the question. Gemara only asks it with Rav, when Gemara brings Rav. Okay, that was the Ketasa Ora that I had over here on that Rashi. What do you think, Shlomo? Okay, I just want to. It's very late now. Just want to mention like this. The Maskaras Mar Kipshut. This sounds like it's a Ma'alas Yuchsin according to Rabbi Yeshua. And now, what we need to know is, um, So where does this Ma'alas Yuchsin play a role? Meaning to say like this, that how far do we take this? Is this now what Ma'alas Yuchsin does is Ma'alas Yuchsin tells us that we don't have the basis of the nemonos, or let's maybe talk in another nusach that even though Mikra Dedina Yichud doesn't create a sophic bia, but Al Smalas Yuchsim we are chayish, right? With the Yichud Ba'alma, we're the chayish for bia. Right, maybe even more than that, right? Maybe we name on that on nivel or mikoyach in apotropos larais, right? That's really what that is. Right? We're really assuming on nivel or mikoyach a yichud. Now, Vos, what does that do? The Hainu, that granted it tells us that she's also the coin. But let's say she was nisus to a coin. So if we had a real sophic mikra d'dina, then he'd have to be made to her misophic, right? But if maisa she was nisus to a kohen, right, what is the halacha b'chai gavna?
And she had
yichud
with somebody else.
No, this ish in the Mishnah, right? According to Yeshua, that she's also to a kohen, and let's say she went and she married a kohen. So now we're already after. Does he have to be megarish her?
Oh, I thought you were asking when Rav says ein osur na yichud. I thought you were asking if her husband was a kohen, do we ask her yichud because of my loss of yichud? I thought that's what you were asking.
Okay. That would also be included in the shaila, right? And. I think that brings out the point that Ma'alas Yuchsin da'achsach in Yerushalayim
Shtei. What would the halacha be in that case?
Right, so I'm saying Ma'alas Yuchsin is only asked as lichatchil to a kohen. It's not mechayev to be moitzi. Yeah. Oh. And therefore, in both of these cases, that he would not have to be married to her because of Ma'alas Yuchsin.
Because of the B'diavad case.
Right. See over here one moment. Yeah, what does Rashi say? That's why since it's Rashi later.
In the case of the Mishnah also.
I mean, he's going on the Mishnah.
even according to Rabbi Yeshua.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Shli posa Rabbi Yeshua el lechatchil mshmailo. Avo b'diyeved leteitzei min ha-koyin shenisis. Avo kishenivolo, if we know it's nivolo, then posa lafilo b'diyeved. Dihilav mshmailo. Oh yeah, that's the Rashi that I was looking for. Hold off on that. What did we just say over here? So the Maskanas Gemara Kinnira is then Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, it's al tzedin of Mailos Beyuchsin, and therefore the whole halacha Zokt Ritva is a limit halacha. It's just a din in lechatchilo. Right? So that means it's chol between this and the other case in the Mishnah when it's also meikra din. Meikra din it's afilu teitzei, right? Misofik.
In which case is
by nivela. But in the case of Nivela, Mhois Muberis, right? In that case in the Mishnah, right? Zivi learns the first case is Nistud. The second case, the Mishnah of right Muberis, she's a Vada Nivela. If she's a Vada Nivela, so it's a Sofi Kosher Apostle. So there, right? She's according to Beshua, right? He holds that it's a Sofi.
Even B'Devich
takes it. Right? It's a Sofi, right? Sofi, so he has to be Moitzi. Because that's because there's a Sofi Maker Adin. But in this case over here, in the Reisha, by Nistera, that it's only because of Ma'alas Yuchsen. Ma'alas Yuchsen is halacha lechatchil b'dieved, you're not moitzi. Okay?
Does everyone learn Ma'alas Yuchsen to only be kuhuna, Rashi says? Does everyone learn Ma'alas Yuchsen doesn't mean like a yichus as opposed to a mamzer, nasin, or yichus, other things?
Rashi says Yuchsen means kuhunas. Does everyone agree with that? I don't know of a different pshat. Not aware of different pshats.
Because we spoke about possibly making the child the mamzer, maybe we might lose the birchin to keep away from possible suffering mamzer.
So, you know, it's not really so relevant. You have to work it out because that's what you said. They can say heichal weir it's muberes, so you don't have the whole issue because it's a vadi nivelo. Vadi nivel, it's all mikra adin, so it's not ma'alas yuchsin, right? So to have that nidin, you know, that the din of the uber, you know, with this, it doesn't really come together, right? So you have to think, you know, to see where it would be in a gay, right? Because stam a boil, you know, he's not gonna just shout from, like I mentioned before, even if he's a mamzer, she's not gonna come a mamzer because she was nivel to a mamzer, right? So it's only the Yepsul Kun, that's what.
And how can you answer the Gemara, Hainin, the Yichud, Hainin, in reference to how does that thing with Rav, in Ushin, Al Yichud?
So that's, yeah, you have to see the scenarios over there. That's talking about either when it's Beheter, I think Gemara says such a svar like that, Legabi, making the Kedushin, or you also have it maybe according to Shammai Shita, if it's Liba Gaspa, if it's Ishta Rishayna, right? Lonim of Pundik, the Gemara says, right? Right. So that's, you know, in specific situations, that's where you have such a thing. But Stamazoi, you know, when there are Yisurim involved, then on the contrary, we wouldn't say this is not
Sadi. We automatically assume that Yichud is
new. Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot.
Baruch